Blackouts, protests, detentions, hyperinflation, political chaos, it's all happening at once in Venezuela. And for people who are living through all that, there is one more thing to deal with: fear. Real fear that things could get a lot worse before they get better. Take the case of Luis Carlos Diaz, an independent journalist in Caracas. He was arrested earlier this week by the Maduro government, one of 40 journalists who've been detained since the unrest started in January. Diaz was accused of plotting the regime's overthrow. I spoke with a friend of his today, fellow journalist Luz Meli Reyes, who's also in Caracas. She went to Diaz's home as soon as she heard about his arrest. And while she was there, several sunglass-wearing police officers came to take everything away: books, notes, computer hard drives. And that's when Reyes started to live stream what was happening from her phone.
I began to broadcast the situation by Periscope.
You were doing that online on Periscope.
Yes, I did a Periscope, and I explained to the people what was happening there. And a police asked me to stop, and he took my cell phone. He took his gun and pointed me in my face.
So this police officer held a gun to your face while you're doing this Periscope thing. How did that make you feel? I mean, you're a journalist. You're doing your job.
I didn't feel any fear, because I was focused on to show the people what's happened there.
Luz, what precautions are you taking for your own safety?
In my case, I have to change off my routines. And I have to be with a companion in order that if something happened to me, a person can be seen and say what happened to me, for example.
Luz Meli Reyes is a journalist in Caracas. Thank you very much for your time and for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Marco, I was listening to your conversation there with journalist Luz Meli Reyes in Caracas, and something really struck me.
This is the world's William Troop. Yeah, what did you hear?
Well, I heard her talking about how she doesn't go places by herself now. It's that she pairs up with other journalists in order to protect each other. And it really got me thinking that they're really putting into practice sort of the lessons of Latin America's long history of political disappearances. You know, in other words, in many other countries that have been in turmoil in the recent past in Latin America, there have been so many instances of people disappeared and nobody knows where they are. So after you talked to Luz, I called her up and spoke to her on the phone, and I asked her, I wanted to know if what I was thinking was also what she was thinking. She said, absolutely.
Cocuyoning significa luciérnaga, es una especie de luciérnaga.
So what she's telling me there is that a group of journalists in Venezuela created this group called Efecto Cucuyo, and Cucuyo means firefly. And what she told me was that they said there was so much darkness out there, but there were still so many lights on in the nation's newsrooms and out in the streets. And so all of these small lights working together could illuminate a whole nation. And that is what she says this group, Efecto Cucuyo, is trying to do, to put together all these fireflies, the light of all these fireflies, and shine a light on what is happening in Venezuela today.
So in other words, journalists protecting each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And what she told me when I called her up is one person can be intimidated. We just heard the example of one journalist being detained in Venezuela this week. One person can be intimidated, said Luz, but a group of journalists working together can keep the lights on and keep telling the story of what is happening in Venezuela today.
And one more thing, William, the detention of journalist Luis Carlos Diaz, it's related to the recent blackouts in Venezuela, right?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. When Diaz was detained, one of the things that he was questioned by the authorities about was whether he was acting in concert with the opposition and with the U.S. to orchestrate the blackouts, to orchestrate the lack of electricity across Venezuela, something, of course, that Diaz completely denies.
Yeah, well, all sorts of conspiracy theories going on about the U.S. role and who's connected to the U.S. and Washington. Yeah, right. It's
yeah, crazy. Absolutely. I mean, both the United States and Guaido, the U.S.-backed interim president of Venezuela, both have denied that they had anything to do with orchestrating the blackouts. They say it's the lack of investment by the Maduro government, and before that, the Chavez government, in the country's infrastructure is what's really to blame for the lack of electricity that Venezuela has been experiencing for several days now. Guaido spoke to the BBC today about this. Not only did he deny the fact that he was orchestrating the blackouts, but he also said he's not taking off the table the possibility that he could call for a international military intervention in Venezuela. And in fact, he blamed Maduro for making that a possibility. Listen to this clip.
Nuestra mejor opción para sustituir una dictadura, una transición democrática que lleve una elección realmente.
What he's saying there is that our best option in Venezuela is to replace this dictatorship with a democratic transition and a truly free election. That's what he would want to happen. But that Maduro is the one who is making the possibility of armed conflict more of a possibility by calling on paramilitary forces to intimidate the opposition, and as we heard, to intimidate journalists. So Guaido is putting the responsibility firmly on Maduro's government to solve this crisis.
So this standoff continues between Juan Guaido, the self-declared interim president, and Nicolas Maduro, the president elected in a disputed vote last year.
That's right. And I want to note also that Guaido was declared interim president of Venezuela back in January. It initially was only supposed to be for a period of 30 days leading to elections. That, of course, was assuming that Maduro would respond by stepping down. It hasn't happened. Now it's 2 months later. And this standoff really looks no closer to being solved now than it did 2 months ago.
The World's William Troop, thanks for filling in the gaps for us.
You're welcome.